Adam, great to have you with us, and we are so looking forward to this new series, Secrets of the Octopus. It's going to be premiering on National Geographic Wild on Earth Day, of course, 22nd of this month. South Africans' interest in octopuses really sort of hit a new level a few years ago with the documentary My Octopus Teacher. Why do you think it is that we are so intrigued by them?
Oh, that's a really good question because I think most people have an impression or used to have an impression of octopuses being rather slimy and bizarre and odd, you know, nothing that you didn't feel like cuddling the thing. I think My Octopus Teacher made huge strides in changing people's impression of what octopus are. And I think there's just sort of a zeitgeist in how these things go, where interest in the natural world has been growing, and people are more curious. And so My Octopus Teacher sort of opened the door for people to start appreciating what this animal might be. And hopefully, with Secrets of the Octopus, we're going to take that step further so that people will really fall in love with these incredible animals.
As Paul Rudd says in his narration, they are so alien and yet more like us than we may realize. And I'm fascinated by the secret element. What secrets are you going to be unveiling for us in this three-parter?
Well, I think there are secrets on lots of levels that we'll unveil. And some of them are sort of the physical nature, where some of the things that octopus can do are truly extraordinary. They can, you know, for an animal that has no bones, no shell, no teeth, no claws, it is a master of its environment. And it can do that because of its huge brain. And it controls the most flexible limbs on the planet. There is nothing that can do that can move the way an octopus's arms can move. The suckers are 10 times more sensitive than we are, than our, you know, than our fingers or anything. They're sort of like our tongue, our fingertip, and our nose all in one. That is each sucker. So they're incredibly sensory animals, they have fantastic eyes. So, from a physical perspective, I think we'll really, really blow people away with this because they change color in a fraction of a second. They change texture. They never look the same from one moment to the next. So, they're incredible on the physical level. On the mental level, or the intelligence of these animals, is really incredible. They use tools. We're aware that they, you know, there's been research done where the coconut octopus carries a coconut husk around or shells to use as a sort of a portable den and then dig it in to have a home. But what we reveal is an even a step further than that, that just is just remarkable that these animals can use tools, can seem to plan ahead. The mimic octopus seems to know what other animals are afraid of, and uses those concepts to change its shape. So there are just a huge number of things that I think will be real surprises in this. Octopus sleep. They may even dream just the way mammals do. You know, you watch your dog lying on the hearth and you know, twitching and making little noises, and you know that it's, you know, she's chasing a rabbit in her sleep. Well, octopus, they're not chasing rabbits, but they do very similar things. So there are a lot of secrets, I think, that we'll reveal for people.
This has been a 2-year project for you, Adam, and you spent about a year underwater with 8 key octopus species around the world. Just tell us, where did your travels take you?
So to pull this project together, we researched to find species of octopus that would help sort of illuminate specific behaviors or abilities. And in doing that, one of the criteria was, because so many octopus can do so many things, which ones were we likely to find and would likely perform for us? because they're hard to find. They're very often they're pretty pretty tricky to locate. So that took us to several places here in Australia. We were down in the Port Phillip Bay in the south in Victoria, which is cold water. Amazing place where there are easily five species of octopus you can see at any one time. Pretty amazing. Up in the on the Great Barrier Reef, we did a lot of work up there with one species in particular who features prominently in the series. We went to Indonesia for several species. We filmed in Brazil, in Turks and Caicos in the Caribbean, in Vancouver in very, very cold water in British Columbia. So we went to sort of far ends of the planet to a degree to find these animals that would really showcase incredible abilities.
I gather that there are around 300 species of octopus, and you mentioned that you've been focusing on you focus on these eight. Are they as individual and unique as we are? I mean, presumably there are similar behaviours that you see, but are there also differences between the species?
There really are. It's quite interesting that each species seems to have a bit of its own personality or characteristic overall, but individuals within that species all have their own character. So, for example, filming the day octopus on the Great Barrier Reef, we would find an animal who would sit in his or her den and wait for hours. We would spend hours waiting for this animal to decide that we were not a threat and to come out of the den so we could follow them. It would never happen. Yet the next day we might find another animal, and that animal would only take the first day might take an hour or an hour and a half and come out and let you get somewhat close. The next day, same animal, within half an hour, she comes out of her den to forage and lets us tag along. And by day three, within moments, she recognizes us, comes out of her den, and actually reaches out to touch us. So same species, same location, nothing radically different, but the personalities were very different between these animals. And I think that's true with every species that we encounter.
We're talking to Adam Geiger, who is a director, writer, producer, and cinematographer. You'll see one of his latest projects coming on Earth Day, in fact, the 22nd of April. It's Secrets of the Octopus. You can catch it on National Geographic Wild. Adam, you're no stranger to filming. You're no stranger to filming underwater, certainly. And I'm wondering how filming octopuses, and you touched on it there, compares, for example, with filming sharks, which has been another project. And then on land, obviously, you've done other stuff. But the underwater element, there's something very, I love to be in a body of water. I love nothing more than being in the ocean. There's something for me quite spiritual about it. When you are in another creature's habitat, do you often find yourself sort of pinching yourself at the privilege of having this insight into an existence, an ecosystem that so few people on Earth will get to experience?
Well, I think we should just take what you said, because that was really good. I think it is a real privilege to see ecosystems and animals that are relatively unimpacted by humans, that are doing their own thing, and being allowed into the world of these octopus was really special and really unique. I have and lots of my team have spent lots of time underwater filming sharks, filming other things. Filming octopus took a whole sort of different mindset of spending a tremendous amount of time with a lot of patience to allow the octopus to let us into their world. And then it was surprise after surprise, really. in terms of their behavior, what they did, how they acted, how they reacted to us, how they reacted to other octopus. We actually wound up filming a number of things that had never been recorded before by science. So we're really quite pleased about that. And it is just such a privilege to be allowed into that world.
Adam, I'm just fascinated to know finally from you, how much of the time when you're underwater do you have your cinematographer director cap on, and how much are you just a human being in that moment? You know, like when I'm doing an interview, sometimes I'm thinking that's a golden moment. They've just given me a nugget, a soundbite that will translate very well. And in other times, I'm so enveloped in a person's story that I almost forget that it's then going to be broadcast to other listeners. I wonder from your perspective, if you relate to that at all.
Well, there is always those moments when something starts to happen and you've hit the record button and then you check to make sure the camera's rolling, and you know that you've just gotten something really wonderful, and those are great moments. But when we're underwater for these very long periods of time on rebreather technology, 4.5 hours at a crack, focused on one animal, I'm always thinking about what's the story, how can I get something different here, or what can happen that will help me push that story forward. I don't think it's anything different than a cinematographer or a director does on land or in other situations. It's just that underwater diving adds a whole bunch of different elements to it, and those elements, we've spent so much time in the water, those elements are quite secondary at this point. So we can focus on the animal, on the story. At times we had up to 6 camera systems underwater with us, with different lenses, different capabilities. Which camera do we want to use? Do we want to switch? Do we want to, you know, what can we do to capture the next moment that's going to give you that tingly feeling, you know, it's going in the film.
Yeah. I've had the privilege of being able to catch a preview. It is just extraordinary. It is beautiful. Oh. It is fascinating. Thank you very much indeed. And thank you, Adam, for making time for us. It's Secrets of the Octopus, premiering on National Geographic Wild on Earth Day, 22nd of April. Adam, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks.